here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Machinery firm plans to construct and lease small nuclear reactors in Wyoming. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette's renowned industrial machinery company, L&H Industrial Incorporated, is venturing into the nuclear sector through a partnership with BWX Technologies Incorporated. Cowboy State Daily reported the collaboration aims to establish a comprehensive nuclear infrastructure in Wyoming, encompassing manufacturing, consultancy, and energy leasing services for micro-nuclear reactors. These reactors, developed by BWXT, are envisioned to provide clean energy solutions with potential applications in various industries such as mining and data centers. The initiative reflects a broader effort to position Wyoming as a leader in nuclear technology, supported by partnerships with organizations like the Wyoming Energy Authority and Idaho National Laboratory. Gillette-based L&H Industrial Incorporated, a 60-year-old stalwart industrial machinery company, disclosed on Wednesday by L&H CEO Mike Wandler and Marcio Pays Barreto, managing director of a new L&H business unit, Evercore Energy. Wandler said, "I decided a couple of years ago that my life's purpose was to innovate energy and that everything I've done up to this point has kind of been me practicing to help the world do this. And it's important for national security." The venture holds significant global potential, with plans to attract investment and leveraging leasing models to facilitate widespread adoption of micronuclear plants. Repairing the pipeline for Wyoming rural career technical educators. The University of Wyoming is partnering with community colleges around the state to make it easier to become a career and technical educator, or CTE. According to the Wyoming News Service, Wyoming is facing a big shortage of teachers who specialize in career and technical education, and half of the current CTE workforce will be eligible to retire in the next 7 to 10 years. Jana Shim, the interim dean of the University of Wyoming College of Education, says that even one retirement has a big impact in small school districts. Shim said, "Without a sufficient number of teachers, it's hard to provide sufficient number of workforce. Many high school CTE programs are closing because they simply cannot find enough CTE teachers. Students pursuing an associate's degree in a trade will be offered a bridge course to introduce them to the field of CTE. It is partially online, but also offers on-site training. The course is free to the 22 students in the pilot program, thanks to scholarships from local businesses and private donors." Rob Hill with Skills USA Wyoming is also consulting with the university on the program. He said it doesn't seem like a big deal if you don't have one teacher, but that one teacher in a town of 2,000 people that teaches welding, where you have a huge industry, it has an extremely large impact. CTE skills cover a wide range of employment sectors, including construction, nursing, marketing, manufacturing, cybersecurity, and data analysis. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.